As Jay already said, my name is Athina Panotopoulou, and you can call me Athina. I am a PhD student at Dartmouth College and currently a visiting scholar at Boston University, where I work in computational fabrication and computer graphics. How many of you have you ever tried to build something that you imagined, but you failed because either you didn't have the tools or the skills to do that? I remember once I was trying to design a tiny necklace, less than a centimeter, which I remember destroying it multiple times before it was good enough to give as a gift. And by multiple times, I mean I remember spending more than 2 months to just make this tiny piece. It might be the case that I am the worst of all, so I'm very bad at building things, but just in case someone else considers in the meanwhile that this might be a problem for a larger population, I'm reaching out to people who would be interested in participating in an informal user study related to this thing, including individuals who are legally blind, as well as individuals of low vision that are visual artists or geometry-related professionals. The user study will take place at a date and time convenient for you at Boston University, and we estimate to take 1 hour. Your input is really invaluable, and now I'm going to give you the contact information, an email, and a phone number.
You're asking about designing, but with a few blind people, we sometimes have a problem more conceptualizing certain things. Could your tools, say, help us in understanding how, like, a three-dimensional shape might look, like, or how we can design something in that kind of realm? I don't think any of us understand what you are meaning with computational graphics and all that kind of stuff. So I'm assuming you're making three-dimensional objects or able to prototype something. So if someone puts in a three-dimensional object, they might be able to create a
3D printing.
3D printing. Is that what you're asking?
We're not sure exactly what this tool will be yet. So we are at the first stage of the research project. So we're trying to formulate something that will be a useful tool for you to use. So I'm not sure yet what exactly.
If we go in to help you with your study, can you give us an example of something we might be doing for you? Will we be looking at three-dimensional items? Mm. Will we be trying to make three-dimensional items? Are you hoping that we can show you how to make three-dimensional items on a two-dimensional surface, like a piece of paper?
All of these things are very, very nice ideas. The first part of the user, so this first informal user study, it will be just one idea that we are trying to explore, and we will find out if it works or not. So this first idea, it will be relating to you building things and see what is easy or interesting for you to build and what is not. And as concerns, for example, the type of objects that you would like to build, it's again, either it should be, for me, for example, personally, it should be a question for you that what would you like to build? But on the other hand, I'm not the only person in the project, so someone else might say, oh, yes, we might be better to restrict a specific shapes what the output will be. So, for example, I was trying to create, as I told you, this little necklace, and this little necklace had the shape of a specific letter. But you might not be interested about creating shapes with letters. You might be interested about creating something different. So,
let's say three of us say, oh, I'm interested in helping with this. Probably the first step would be to sit down with each of these people and just talk and try and come up with some ideas about what might interest them most and how might they be able to help you to get your study headed in a correct direction.
This thing has already somehow happened. I have talked to a few people already. So from this, we have an idea of related to see what you would like to build. So we are actually thinking of giving you materials in this one.
So what exactly would happen if I say I'm interested? What would you do with me?
I need to organize this user study, so I haven't yet defined how exactly will be the process, but okay. It so will be given some materials to build a few things. So the email is A as Alpha, T as Tango, 8 as Hotel, 1 the number, N as November, A as Alpha, at the sign, B as Bravo, U as Uniform, period, E as echo, D as December or Delta, and Q as uniform. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you very much, Athena, and we'll be in contact with you.